This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, right across Australia on the Community Radio Network, this is QNN, a look back at the events of the week in news and sport, important to gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, and intersex communities. QNN.
Hi there, I'm Matthew Wade and this is your QNN update. Sydney newspaper The Daily Telegraph has come under fire on social media for an article and spread suggesting that being LGBTI is a health issue among secondary school kids. Below the headline, Fat Chance of Being Healthy, with the subheading, Young Aussies Only Have Themselves to Blame, the article lists statistics regarding childhood obesity and drug and alcohol use among teenagers. In the centre of the page, it also states that 16.8% of school kids in Australia are same-sex attracted. And Victoria Police arrested a man at Melbourne sex on premises venue Wet on Wellington recently as part of an ongoing investigation into a reported sexual assault. Investigators were told that a man had been sexually assaulted at the venue last month and arrested the alleged perpetrator on Sunday before interviewing and then releasing him pending further inquiries. The police told Star Observer they weren't able to disclose how they knew the man would be there over the weekend, though they have said the investigation is ongoing. New statistics show that men have given birth to 54 babies in Australia in the last year. Patients are allowed to nominate their own gender, and Medicare services are now available to patients regardless of gender. The men who have given birth are presumably trans men who have retained the relevant reproductive organs. Accordingly, Medicare services including pregnancy management are now available to men. And the nominations for the 69th Primetime Emmy Awards were announced overnight, with LGBTI shows and stars making a strong showing. RuPaul's Drag Race, which just ended its ninth season, was the big story of the night, taking home a massive 8 nominations. Last year, RuPaul herself was finally nominated for Outstanding Reality Host and won the Emmy in a surprise victory, alongside one other nomination, as well as one the year prior. And while gay men have reportedly been persecuted in Chechnya in a crisis that began late last year, the rest of the LGBT community could be next. While gay men are the most at risk, all LGBT people in Chechnya could be targeted, according to recent reports. A spokesperson for the Russian LGBT network said gay men and women face different kinds of homophobic violence in the region, and that it isn't all limited to same-sex attracted men. And Malta has voted to legalize same-sex marriage in parliament, with only one of the country's 67 parliamentarians voting against the amendment. The country's Marriage Act will be changed to replace the words such as husband and wife with the gender-neutral spouse. The words mother and father will also be replaced with parent who gave birth and parent who did not give birth. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Thanks, Matt. Aussie cricketer Elise Vellani has come out as gay. Vellani posted on Twitter that she is now a proud gay athlete and says it's important for her to always be herself after experiencing a difficult childhood with no gay role model of her own. Two other gay athletes have come out this week in Paralympic bronze medalist from Singapore, Teresa Goh, and Kansas State Uni footballer and NFL prospect, Scott France. France told ESPN that since announcing the news, he has been shown great support from teammates.
I've never felt so loved and so accepted ever in my life than when I did that. And ever since then, it's been great. I've grown so much closer to my teammates since then, so it's been an amazing experience.
The American Soccer Federation has failed to stop Mexican fans from shouting anti-gay slurs during matches. Fans proudly chanted the slur of puto during Mexico's 3-1 win over El Salvador in San Diego last week, but the federation failed to follow their own policy of suspending or stopping the match altogether. One gay soccer fan wrote a letter to Outsports.com comparing the atmosphere at the match to visiting his husband while stationed in the anti-gay Middle East. And finally, boxer Floyd Mayweather has hurled a homophobic slur at Conor McGregor while promoting an upcoming boxing match. Mayweather verbally assaulted McGregor and called him a faggot at their press conference in London last Friday for their promotional world tour.
And I love the UFC, but I don't know what they bought you. You punk, you faggot, you hoe!
McGregor remained silent while fans booed the slur, but some rushed to the defense of Mayweather, claiming McGregor had previously racially vilified him, calling him a monkey. Mayweather's representatives say he is not anti-gay and has LGBT people on his staff.
With the QNN Sports Update, I'm Tanya Lewis.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
Thanks to a dedicated team of volunteers, that was QNN.
QNN is produced at Joy 94.9, Australia's only radio station dedicated to providing informing, uplifting and empowering content for the diverse gay and lesbian communities. QNN is funded by the Community Broadcasting Foundation and heard nationally each week on the Community Radio Network. Follow QNN on Twitter at QNN Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.